Next, we have Cheryl Peralt, who will be backed up by Steve Rapson, whom you heard earlier this evening. So let's welcome Cheryl and Steve to the stage. Cheryl is an amazing spoken word artist, poet. She's a poet. And she runs a show on, where is that show? In Hopkinton called Smell the Roses? What's it called? Wake Up and Smell the Coffee, right.
Poetry.
Sorry. And she's just amazing. And when Steve backs her up, it's magic.
Coming from the theater, it's our big day in the city. It's winter and it's frigid, our breath vapors form a trail. And we hurry from the warmth of our big car's purring engine. My children are well bundled, Lord forbid they might get cold. And a woman cuts our path off, she has a baby in a stroller and another tightly clutching to the frail spot on her hip. They've been lurking in the corners of the shelter of the building, hiding from the high winds, Lord forbid they might get cold. And the woman comes in panic, her eyes are wild and feral, her desperate hands are open asking for some bus fare home, and her children's wide eyes bulging, showing panic, or is it hunger, or is it fear of their own mother who is maybe this time too far gone? And the clothes she wears don't matter because it's clear that she's been tripping on something more than aspirin that I had taken in the morn. Since the children had been whining and my husband was complaining with the hardship of an outing, the great hardship of leaving home. Because sometimes it takes effort to get up and to get going, making choices, putting clothes on when you have 13 pairs of pants. And I was fed up and premenstrual, asking why even bother, take these ingrates to the theater just to see a stupid show. But we stumbled from our home front to the big car in the driveway, our minds all full of troubles, our minds all full of woes. But we ride it out and over to the back streets of the city and decide to shrug it all off and get through another day. And she's shaking and she staggers and she leans upon her daughter, who by a mother's estimation is no more than 5 years old. And it's clear that she's been tripping on something more than coffee that I got myself at Starbucks with the whipped cream on the top. And the woman is still standing with her hand held out and shaking. Her words are cold and gripping while she waits for our response. Her baby stiff and quaking as they're looking at my children with their big coats warm and puffy and their gloves all lined and firm. And I see she's coming down now. She's detoxing by default now, needing money for her ether to keep her going on. Yet, I don't think I blame her, for no one wants to wake up in the middle of a nightmare when she is young and with children and has nowhere else to go. So I forget my headache and the whining and complaining and walk off to get a blanket, which is woolen and it's worn. And I hand it to her, hoping she will pull it on and up close to her heart and to her children. And I hand her over money that we call the bus fare home. And I tell her if she hurries, she can catch the next bus home now, knowing deeply there's no reason for them to hasten on their way, knowing they'll still stand and stumble toward the people at the theater. But I still give her money to make my nightmare go away. Then I turn to my own children with their big coats warm and puffy, and I look at my own children with their gloves all lined in fur. But their eyes are wild and feral as they look upon this family who is living out our nightmare, which will never go away. And we walk back to our big car with our mouths all tight and silent, self-pinching in amazement to see if we are really all awake. We then all pray in earnest, seeking help for our discomfort, driving home in total silence with minds and hearts forever changed. Thank you.
Cheryl Peralt, accompanied by Steve Rapson. Let's hear it again for Cheryl.